Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of...
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about...
Legends Only.
Well, everyone, it's the biggest news in the country.
What?
Britney is partially free.
Partially.
Confetti.
Roll the rosy tape.
Confetti!
Project Rosie.
Yeah.
What if that was it all along? She was shouting that out Rosie. Wait a minute.
Confetti.
Yes, everyone. Maybe you haven't noticed.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure literally yeah. Every person on the planet knows.
Yes, this is it. It's a big win. You know, yes, it isn't completely a done deal. You know, we still have November 12th hearing for the totality of the conservatorship. But this was a huge game changer. Jamie out as of...
100%.
Yes, effective
out.
Immediately. And... Uh-oh.
Death!
Incoming jail era.
Yeah, well.
Is low-key surfing. Yes, so there's that, but then there's also the fact that since Vivian could not get her way and have it dismantled outright, only suspension means that they turn over the paperwork to Matthew Rosengart to do the research. Because if they suspended it outright, or they got rid of it outright, there was a chance that all the paperwork would go away.
Gotcha.
So now that it's still in place, it's actually important so that the new people in place can do
comb
the digging and comb through everything.
And figure out.
And he has not so subtly been like, you know, we're looking into it, but it does look more serious than just like, you know, what it, I don't know the terminology, but like.
There was a quote that he said.
There was a quote that was basically, like, he's going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're referring
the quote
to Jamie.
Was basically like,
yeah,
there's yeah. more here.
There's more here than, yeah. And obviously, we didn't cover it thoroughly, but the documentaries leading up to this moment exposed quite a few things. I think the bombshell one that probably will lead to charges is the surveillance
yeah.
note in the Controlling Britney Spears documentary. That's probably more than enough. Along with her own testimony, the IUD accusations, that's probably... That's something they said back then was maybe already deemed like illegal and probably like going to result in jail time or, you know, like prosecution, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a big TBD on that.
Also, they didn't deny it. That was
right.
something that happened. Because I remember in the documentary, which I did watch,
yeah.
the
yeah.
Controlling Britney Spears, they were very much alleged.
Alleged,
but
alleged.
Then by the end of the week...
Yeah.
No one came out and denied.
Well, she said, Vivian said something like, I don't see how that matters here. And it's like, but
am I allowed to call someone that's a lawyer a rat?
Well, yes. But also, I am shocked that their only defense ever since 2019, I guess, maybe is daddy loves her. Her daddy loves you. Like, how is that your lawyer, big lawyer defense? Shocking. and truly shows how little they have to stand for themselves. Matthew dragged them left and right and was like, when Jamie expressed, you know, discontent about whoever took his place, Matthew was like, well, I don't think your no entertainment experience having bankrupt alcoholic ass has any more experience than this person.
Now we said it.
And now we said it. He really came with receipts literally bulging out of his suitcase, and the dragging was thorough. So in terms of Brittany herself, obviously this is a huge relief. This is a huge win for Brittany. This was her wish that she expressed in court in the bombshell hearing in June. And now that she is away from her father legally for good, she's been celebrating in, do we know?
I don't know.
I don't know. And I
everyone
kind of
was saying Hawaii, but then someone said that the island wasn't.
It looks different or something. Honestly, I'm glad we don't know until she comes back, and then she could be like, oh, I was at Turks and Caicos or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nobody needs to be like stalking her right now.
No.
Like, obviously.
The
or
last
ever.
Thing she needs is the paparazzi on her.
But, you know, the first day, okay, so obviously we are only as up to date as she posts, and the posts are frequent, and she's famous for waiting until we record to drop a bombshell.
Yeah.
But what
I think our timing is good today, though.
It is. I really loved the one just before our recording.
Yeah.
So the one that happened first was the airplane. She is on cloud nine. She's driving a plane. It's giving the Japanese commercial where she's on that plane doing
very much do something.
Yeah,
but in a plane.
Do something in a plane. Yep. And that was the first sign. And then came a People article, I believe, that was like, oh, she left already. It's like
she's gone.
She's already gone. They left already for vacation.
Also, I thought it was really, I don't know, I've had like a little moment when she was in the co-pilot chair. Because we know that she's very anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was something about her sitting in the co-pilot chair, which mm-hmm. I can only imagine is horrifying.
Yeah, nope, couldn't pay me.
That is like, that is the brave, resilient queen, fearless queen.
Yeah.
Like, there was more to it than I mean, maybe I read
it was
into
pretty,
it too much.
No, I felt
Does
it was meaningful.
Sense?
It
yeah.
was very meaningful to have had a declaration in court like that at the same time and doing something that was very much representative of being in control.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a meaning there, too.
Brave new girl, and I'm flying a plane tonight. She's gonna fly outside, uncover her eyes.
Hopefully she does not cover her eyes.
Send her father to jail.
Do, 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 do.
Cling, clang, and a cling, cling, clang, and a hang.
He's going to jail. Anyway, so
actually,
then we
though,
got... No, but, I mean, actually.
Yeah.
Because there are at least two bombshell things among all of it that probably say jail time. Allegedly, maybe. We'll have to see.
Well, we will.
So then we got, it wouldn't be Britney without some rebellion knee. Because then we got nude knee, boob knee, nipple knee, free the nipple knee.
Tub knee.
Tub knee, a little tub gate about the wave in the tub, which she has clarified that the tub curves. Feeling So Free Right Now, a song that she was not able to release.
Oh,
I Feel So Free With You or something. Yep. And the fans dug up, because they are smarter than the FBI, they dug up a 2010 article that claimed that Jamie wouldn't let her out of the house anymore with braless, that he like cracked down on like her appearance when she, because I would say that those kind of photos kind of went away after the conservatorship, you know.
I don't know, though.
Maybe not. Maybe not. No, I don't know. But anyway, obviously, people love to connect the dots, but some felt that that was like another fuck you. Well, I do think it was a fuck you, but maybe there was a specific thing she was told about showing her body, so she was especially like, fuck you.
Well, is there anything more freeing than showing your tits?
Nothing.
I mean,
well, Lord knows I do it. So we got that, and then we got the having the time of my life, very gorgeous scenery. Then we got Sam Asghari, boyfriend, posting, I got you this island. Aw, you shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
An oops reference that caused the collapse among the stands. Very good. And generally, I know we're not all on the same page, but he seems to be taking care of her and they're working out together, and he said amusingly, "Don't worry, America, I got her." And then, like, world,
you better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the world is watching.
Literally.
So she posted
you
the workout.
Keep on watching.
And then the one that popped up over the weekend that I really liked that was real. Although there's change and things to celebrate in my life, I still have a lot of healing to do. Thankfully, I have a good support system and I'm taking time to understand it's okay to slow down and breathe. Only through self-love, I can pray, love, and support others in return. I just thought that was a really real update and a realistic one, because I know fans are excited and some fans think that this is like B10 is coming now, like imminently. And I would just like to remind everyone of the fact that it's been effectively confirmed that this has been like 13 years of trauma, longer perhaps, of given all the things that happened to her before all of this. This is somebody who's been working since 1990 Mickey Mouse Club, you know, longer, been in the industry.
Almost 30 years.
She needs time, love, joy, space, all of that to heal and to sort of unpack everything that just happened.
Process.
We didn't, you know the extent of this until she spoke out to the degree of it, and more is coming out in the documentaries, and we can only imagine. Unfortunately, it's going to be really sad, and this feels like the tip of the iceberg of all the things that will probably come out about this. But yeah, this is a person. This is a real person who endured something extremely traumatic, and she needs time. So I hope everyone respects that. Obviously, I'm always going to be very team leave Britney alone in the grand scheme of things. So I hope she gets to do what she wants to do. If she wants to teach babies dancing, if she wants to get on stage tomorrow and just have a comeback show, B10 is coming. Apple pie reconfirmed.
Oh no.
We, you know, it could be whatever. She should be able to do whatever, but I just hope everyone respects whatever the whatever is. The last thing she needs is to be told what to do. Clearly.
Exactly. Or more pressure.
Right. It's like, that is literally what she just got out of.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm really happy for her, and we're just going to wait, watch, and see what she has to say. She'll take the lead on this and how much she's willing, comfortable to share. Don't want to pry, but I feel like she will share.
I think so, too.
At this rate, it does feel
like
she...
This is so huge.
Oh, yeah. So, it's a big, monumentous moment for Britney and, you know, all the fans. So.
Did you watch the docs?
I watched clips and read the accompanying news stories that came, the New York Times ones and stuff. But yeah, it's a little triggering and upsetting. I mean, I read all the worst parts that came out of it. And I watched Felicia and I watched clips of the most damning things, the security guard and all of that.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's upsetting to me. I'm obviously going to learn about it, but it's upsetting. But, you know, thank God she's out of it, out from under. Ending on a positive, we are extremely happy for her. Brave new girl. And she's coming out tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited for the end of the year for her.
Yeah. Her birthday.
Yeah.
Free at 40. Yeah. Who knows what she'll do? She can do anything.
Literally.
Yeah.
Anything.
Because, you know, pending November 12th. Yeah, we'll see. And then the news story came out that Sam and Britney are allegedly looking for a new home together once that is dissolved, so that once her finances are truly hers, I guess they're going to look into a home.
Wow.
Next steps. So we'll see.
What if they moved into Jeffree Star's old house in their neighborhood? Isn't it?
The one weird report.
Like Calabasas?
Granted, it was TMZ, but the one note that was odd about it was that they were looking to go closer to LA in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh.
Yeah. Who knows if that's actually true? He's raring to go. He wants to be an actor, so it's not entirely surprising. So we'll see. We shall see.
We sure shall.
The saga continues.
It sure does.
Well, from free at 40 to shutting down the industry at 30.
And yet another legend.
And yet another legend. It is time for Adele. So, yes, this is shaking the industry right now. If you look outside, you might...
Is it?
Yeah.
Are they real?
It's real. It's registered to Sony.
Oh.
So it feels like there's no way it's not her. If you look out your window, you may see... What was Adele?
That? Is that Adele? Oh my God, Adele.
Hello
are you here?
From the Hold other side. Hello, I've got your package and my new album. I mean, we talked about it on the previous episode, but there was a man who was on Paramount Studios who leaked that he was filming a video for her.
And right.
So we knew something was coming. And then a radio station tweeted and deleted, like, Adele is coming, which was like a throwback to the early 2010s. And then this week, Taylor Swift just out of nowhere said, hey, guys, Red's coming out a week early.
She's shaking.
She is shaking. The industry's shaking. If Taylor is shook, only Adele could be coming. That's it. So there was that rumble. And then all of a sudden, 30s popped up in every city.
Projections,
digital, just the number 30. And 30 happens to be the year that she got her divorce. It's probably a pivotal year for her. And so it seems like she's saying hello from the other side of divorce.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So we shall see, but it certainly seems that way anyway. It will be funny if it's not for Adele.
I liked your tweet about Rita Ora showing that Rita Ora's 30.
Oh, I've had a week in tweets. Yeah. We'll get into, but yeah, she is coming, and I'm referring to Rita Ora, age 30. Iconic people in iconic places, literally.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm beaming myself on
projected everywhere. Stream big.
Aura 2. Yes. I think it's definitely
I want to win the lottery so that I can just project, like, buy Sparks on iTunes on random buildings.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
We'll see. But I think I'm going to guess single sooner than that. And then the album on the week that Taylor got shook by. Like, I think November 19th could be the album. But I feel like a song is coming sooner if you're already doing the 30s. I really think it's her, though. I do. We've got 21, 25, 30. That makes sense. That checks out.
Love that concept,
too. Love the concept. I do.
Adele 75.
Adele 75 incoming. I'm ready. Yeah.
It's also funny seeing Taylor Swift shaking.
Yeah, it is.
Because you know she wants Red to go number one.
Oh, exactly.
So the fact that she moved it, you know something's up.
And I do think they're friendly, maybe. Yeah. So
Adele was probably like, hello. So new album's coming out on the 19th.
New album,
now.
Love.
Yeah.
Yes, I think they've actually all spaced it. I think Ed Sheeran, who also, even though we don't listen, is going to have a big week.
Really?
Yes. Ed Sheeran is, like, for others, a big deal.
And I like that saying. Yeah. He's a big deal for others.
For others, etc. And Taylor will be big and Adele, you know, makes sense. So they've spaced it for the girls.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And they're all going to get stomped out when Peppa Pig drops Secret Project Revolution.
Well, did you see that Peppa Pig just got certified silver in the UK or whatever?
I did. Taylor is throwing up and crying in a corner.
She's so fucking mad. Pig. Fucking pig.
You know Peppa has the girls shaking.
She really does.
She's got a chokehold on the industry. Yeah.
Well, when is Peppa Pig's Red era incoming?
When is her reputation era incoming? Just like a snake and a snout.
Yeah.
Just that's her profile image.
I can't.
Oh, God. Well, okay. Speaking of the UK, I'm going to do a quick UK minute. Shout out to Kylie Minogue's Fever album, which just turned 20. Very iconic. She's remastered the videos. She's uploaded them. It's a good... you know Fever. You have to know Fever. You can't get you out of my head. Love at first sight.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's probably... It is her
Fever
most...
a song?
Yes, it is also a song. But it's not like the song from the album.
You give me fever.
Well, that is... a legendary song, but that's not it. It's really good, though. You would love it. The whole album is a classic, a masterpiece. It'll stand the test of time. I don't know what music was like before it. And the vinyls have sold out. She literally announced them, and they sold out within like an hour at 4 a.m. So that was a choice. So they need to restock it. And at the same time, shout out to the Sugar Babes who put out their One Touch 20th anniversary as well. Legendary. They just had a really good photo shoot, actually. And yeah, revisit that. It's got demos, remixes, alternate versions. Legendary girl group with an ever-revolving roster. Yeah, I don't really think Sugar Babes translated over here, but the girls who know, know.
That's... Push the button. Isn't yes. that them?
Push the button.
Wow. See, I Culture. Am paying attention. Obviously, there has to be something else.
Obviously. Push the button has had a moment in the gay bars and Get Sexy. Well, in my world. Anyway, shout out to those iconic legendary records that are now on vinyl. Get them now. Oh, and Spice, too. I don't think the whole thing's out yet, but the 25th anniversary, they just dropped yet another. There's like a remix that just dropped. That was good.
And the demos.
And the demos.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good, actually.
Aren't there some unreleased coming out? A few more?
Unreleased, like, remixes, I think. But this one was for Love Thing. It was a 12-inch unlimited groove mix, and it was good. It's good, yeah. Yeah, that's the UK minute, I suppose. So here I am, representing for the UK.
I love that.
What else? Well, okay. So.
Well, Brad, good luck.
In a new segment, we would like to call... This is all about Brad.
Yep. Yep. I was minding my business.
This is your solo moment.
This is my solo moment. I covered the fact that Lil Nas X announced that he was single on Andy Cohen's radio show. And, you know, as I was writing that up, I was like, oh, it's kind of funny. He had just said that he found the one. So
yeah,
I was like, that is gay culture.
That's truly, you culture.
That's me culture.
I think it's you every week. Like, I'm going on a date. Went so well. I think I found the one. No. Next week.
No,
I don't, man.
I do not know what you're referring to. This is slander. Libel. So I just, you know, I took the two headlines of, like, I found the one, I'm single, put them together and said relatable. I have my mutes and notifications, like, completely locked on Twitter. Like, I really don't see a lot anymore.
Same. I see nothing.
Right. So the next day I had saw that it had 15,000 likes, which I was like, okay, that's fine. And then I was alerted that it was like a number one on the front page of Pop Heads on Reddit. Also, I was like, okay, cool. Didn't think anything of it. And then all of a sudden my phone did actually go off because Lil Nas X saw it. And now he's taking me to court. Maybe on a date after.
Well, tell everyone what you tweeted.
Well, he said, delete this or I'll contact my lawyers immediately. Something to that effect. And then I took a copy pasta from this girl who went viral, I believe. I think it started with her. She said, Niall Horan, if you're free, I'm available on Thursday night. I would love to. If you're free on Thursday, I am free.
Yes.
Yes. And people have used that for a while. So I just used that and replaced it with his name. And then that took off. And then I did not know that this was a phenomenon happening on Stan Twitter, but all of Stan Twitter then began making up stories about my kindness at me and Lil Nas X, being like, thank you for rescuing my dog. Thank you for saving my child. Thank you for tutoring my son.
It honestly, the whole thing was so funny.
It just spiraled completely.
All of the replies, all of the comments.
And as you and I know, when Stan Twitter is like, in your mentions deep like that, usually it's not a good thing, the pile on.
No, not at all.
So I was like, I'm not looking at all that. And then when I heard what it was, I was like, you mean they're being nice?
They're being funny.
I was so like overwhelmed with like, oh, that's really nice. That doesn't happen really on Twitter.
No.
So that was really sweet, actually. Now, for the record, I did not get a DM yet, but you never know.
Someone said, do two bottoms get along? And then someone replied back, pretty sure Brad is the top.
I'm glad people are setting the story straight on Twitter for me, on my behalf.
Such a good guy, Bradley. I'll never forget that time you talked 497 puppies down from the ledge when they were planning on jumping. Yeah. I'm not even sure how you did that after volunteer firefighting and rescuing 600 goats from a runaway bonfire. Best guy ever.
I'm obsessed. And I also love that that will just live on the internet, that all of these people claimed I did these amazing things. That's incredible.
Yeah. So. This has like trumped anything that like, oh, I don't like that word. Let me redo that.
Topped. This.
Oh, yeah, no, literally. No. This has topped anything else that you've been dragged for.
Right. I'm really glad that it's drowned out the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So booking the synagogue, wedding 2023. Ready for it. Mu Tarot incoming era.
Oh.
Or Lil Mu X.
I like Lil Mu X.
Lil
X. I mean Lil Mu X. I'm just used to saying Moo.
I know you are.
Lil Mu's X.
Lil Mu's. I'm really happy about it. So thanks.
LMX.
Ooh.
Chic.
Very. So thanks everyone for joining me on that journey on Twitter. It's been a ride.
Aren't you like 15 years older than him though?
Am I?
I don't 15?
Know. I think he's 22, 23. It's still too young, yeah.
But so like 10 a decade.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. 11.
A decade of hits. Yeah. Keeps getting older.
Wow. Daddy Moo.
Daddy Moo.
Daddy Moo X. Wow.
Yeah. That's my next venture. Well, from showing your nipples.
Well, we love gays.
Well, we love. Yeah. And gays do fashion.
Yep, they do. We love our fun
fashion
friends. Which, by the way, I now use that all the time now.
To
which
describe
I don't know if it's problematic.
Fun fashion friend?
Yeah, I use it to describe myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, those fun
well,
fashion
we're allowed
friends over
to
there.
Claim the word and any other words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was with Lindsay before and I was like, oh my God, look at that fun fashion friend over there. I was like, he's so cute.
Well, the other night I was out with a bunch of fun fashion friends and we were all wearing tank tops and this guy came over and he goes, oh, look, it's the Freddie Mercury crew. And I was like, that is like the same thing as fun fashion friend.
Literally.
It was a straight guy. And I was like, wait a minute. But I also love that for a Halloween concept. Like all of us dress as Freddie Mercury.
That's chic.
Freddie Mercury crew. Loved that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
We have fun.
I know. I was trying to flirt with a guy at Dollar Tree.
At Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
I hear they're raising their prices.
Oh. That's very off brand for them. Yeah.
Wait, why were you at
if
Dollar
you're
Tree?
The cashier at Dollar Tree in New Jersey in I think Manasquan,
mm-hmm.
You were really cute. And can I tell you what we did? It's so embarrassing. We like paced the store waiting for him to be like at the cashier so I could like put my water bottles and be like, hi. And then he just disappeared. And Lindsay was like standing there. She was like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? I'm like, yeah.
He like went to the back.
So we just stood there. We were waiting for him.
A rat in a chef hat came to the cashier stand instead.
Yeah.
Oh, I can help you here.
Ew.
Next one in line?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but next time.
I tried. But anyway.
I'm sure he's listening.
I hope so.
He could be.
Hi.
Hey. Tweet him.
Just like that.
Maybe
from
he'll
New York
threaten you.
To the Jersey Shore. Oh, well, anywho.
Anywho.
Speaking of fun and fashion. You know what I think that it's time for?
What's it time for?
That little segment that we do every single week.
Oh, that
about
one?
Fashion.
Hi, fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, so I have two this week.
Okay.
First up is Legendina for Disney's not sponsored most magical story on Earth. Whatever the hell that is.
So I think it's the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World.
It's only been around for 50 years.
I think so. Because Walt Disneyland is much older.
Oh, I've never been to any of them.
Disney World. Been there over 20 times.
Really?
I really have.
I've never been.
I can show you all the hidden Mickeys.
We didn't do things like that as a family growing up.
Christina looked incredible.
Yeah.
Like
queen.
Truly a queen. And I will say, you might have missed it because you're not on the Disney beat, but you know who also did it was Hallie of Chloe and Hallie.
Oh, okay. I got that on my YouTube recommended.
Yes.
Oh.
She performed.
A part of your world?
And no. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Lion King.
Oh. I thought she was in Little Mermaid.
Yeah. I feel like they're just not going to tease.
Oh, they don't want to give it up yet.
Yeah.
Got it.
It was incredible, though, and she looked like an actual princess. I mean, I think we've said that already. Like, she looks like a Disney princess. So she really looked like one that night. It was a high fashion moment also. I think all of pop stars should be required to like wear huge dresses in front of the Disney castle and perform something. It's a great look. They looked great.
Remember Legendina's igloo dress on New Year's
Yes,
Eve?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like that. It was that. Totally.
This was like the, that was like the a bionic enchanted version
right,
of it.
That was the bionic. Mm-hmm. This is the Mickey Mouse Club elevated era.
She's having a good 2021.
What year isn't she having a good time in?
there's a few that could be up for debate.
Never.
They're all great to me.
Well, truly, it does keep getting better. And while we're on the subject, you might not have heard, but she did give a little update about her album.
I did. See?
Yes.
Two music videos.
Yes. And Mi Reflejo Dos incoming in the form of Robin-esque eras across the next year. Not eras, EPs.
Ooh.
She's thinking of doing little drops, just like Robin did during Body Talk. I'm here for it. There's
I like
so much
that
content.
For her.
Yeah. So apparently it's coming very soon. And that it's going to go
over the next...
She also
said that about
Lotus. You know what?
And it took like 5 years, didn't it?
Art takes time. So,
or no, she said that about Liberation, wasn't it? That was the joke?
I think she said it about Liberation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
took a while.
That did take a minute.
And was worth it.
Absolutely. Good art takes time. And I'm ready for Mi Reflejo. Una vez más.
Say.
Diga. Okay. Legendina... From Legendina to, you said you had two.
Yeah.
What's your other one?
So the other one is from Squid Game.
Oh, yes.
Have you watched?
I haven't. I'm going to get on it. I didn't realize what it was until it very late in the game, and now I want to see it.
It's intense.
Well, it's kind of giving me Battle Royale vibes, almost.
Yes, meets Hunger Black Games. Mirror, Hunger yeah. Games, intense.
So I got to see it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
She's surfing.
VIP bejeweled masks were very Britney... Sweet Dreams interlude.
Okay.
Esque.
Yep.
Very chic. Very like, I don't know.
Okay.
And the front man has this really chic geometric mask, but he's evil, so we don't stand. But like,
right, we don't
chic.
Stand man, right? Right.
Yeah.
We don't
also,
stand evil man.
Also, not necessarily high fashion, but Gong Yoo, the actor in it, who's the recruiter, so he's also evil, but like,
The flavor.
Netflix is really serving.
Yeah.
Chigs on British Bake Off.
I like
could shove everything in my oven.
What is
and Gong Yoo, red light, green light on my ass. Literally. That's what I have to say.
Wow. Brave new girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
not
serious.
So conservative mommy tonight.
No.
I also like the daddy in Bake Off. He's cute too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's got, like, the fade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Chiggs has an intense stare that's a little intense.
Mm.
He's just really concerned about his soggy bottoms. Anyway.
Well, you need one. There's one over here across the pond. I'm not soggy, though. I would just like to be clear.
I would just like to clarify.
Yeah. I'm not soggy. I'm bossy. I've been told.
You're... The first girl to scream on the track. Yeah, you Oh, so yeah. Also, Khalees incoming. It appears. Yeah. There's teases and...
Electronic?
We don't know yet.
Oh.
I hope so. Wow. Okay.
Also, the cop in Squid Game could arrest me.
I'm going to watch...
Crave tweeted his shirtless photos.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm going to...
H-word Crave, basically. I can't. We need to get off this.
You clearly need to get off. Anyway.
Oh, ew. Okay. Now that's too far.
Too far. Too far. Reel
that
it in.
That is too far.
Reel it in. I've actually been watching a lot of TV as well. I've been watching Bake Off. I binged the entire two seasons of the other two.
Oh, I need to do that.
You need to do that. The references are very New York gay specific, and you will. The dragging of Instagays is too much to handle. Too real. And then, so my high fashion pick of the week is going to be, as some people know, I'm watching the survival K-pop girl group competition, Girls Planet 999. And in the past week, one of the groups was tasked to go to a farm and dig for sweet potatoes and pick chilies. because torturing them on a stage was not enough. So I do think this is kind of the same thing as Squid Game, because
a little bit.
But they had some really, they had to change into like farmer looks, and they like walked out the door and posed in them in a very high fashion way while going on to perform their song for farmers. Highly, highly recommend. Yeah, it's not on a streamer. You just have to watch it on like a mirrored website somewhere. You can find it. Anyway, that is my obscure pick of the week. I will put it on the Instagram, their outfit or something. Yeah, I'm really excited. We're down to like 20-something girls now. We're getting a 9-girl group. I'm very excited to see who's going to make it. I'm emotionally involved in all of them now.
20 players remaining.
20 players remaining. Like, it's literally, it's Battle Royale. They're not directly killed, but their dreams are.
No.
But it does remind me, I forgot what the excitement feels like when Kelly won Idol or Danny Kane won Making the Band. Like, the final group, like, you already stan them. You already were hoping for them week
when Chelsea
week.
Corca didn't become an next best Pussycat doll. The heartbreak.
But I forgot how exciting it is to like already stan a group upon debut or an artist. So it's really exciting. I'm definitely like looking forward to this. So yeah, and I'm ready to audition next year as a Girls Planet 999 contestant.
Eliminated the first episode.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I Red could not, light, green light.
Could not turn on the charm. Well, okay.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of TV, too.
Yeah.
I also started watching A Night on Earth on Netflix. I'm really, like, I'm subscribed for October, and then we are logging out. Okay. So I'm, like, cramming it in.
With Chigs?
Chigs. I was going to say. But
A Night on Earth. Now, is that, that's not to be confused with, I'm just thinking of the TikToker
One day
in the
in
North
life.
Pole and South Pole. And
by Anastasia.
Always Anastasia.
No, it's literally just animals at night on Earth.
Well, if you're watching Cecilia in the North Pole and you're watching this Antarctic guy in the South Pole, they've like collabed and been like, this is the polar night turning into the whatever.
Hmm.
The seasons are changing there. And like for 3 months, they don't have sun. And for 3 months, it's only sun on the opposite poles, and they've been like documenting it. Fascinating.
Hmm.
I don't know which one I'd go crazy in more. Probably the polar
the sun
night.
One.
Maybe.
Because I'd have to wear SPF all day and night.
Yeah, that's true.
24/7.
They have to get blackout curtains, and that doesn't mean the picture of the blackout logo, like album cover on the curtains, but that would help probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would probably, you know what? That would drive me crazy. And Cecilia says that that is the worst one because it's constant daylight.
Right.
Yeah. Shout out to Cecilia and Svalbard, an island close to the North Pole. Yeah. Honestly. Oh, so that's the TV show you've been watching.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the girls
also,
are watching that. Are the girls watching that on the Discord?
Night of on Earth?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because they have been watching everything else. That
like,
we've
wow,
been...
yes, that frog is slaying. Like, it's not really like a...
That frog is in her flop era, yeah. But low-key croaking.
It's like Night in the Jungle, and it's about like jaguars and frogs and moths and snakes.
And rats.
And tarantulas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Relaxing.
Yeah.
I saw a hummingbird moth the other day.
Is that the one we need to kill?
No.
Okay.
It is a moth that looks like a hummingbird and flies like a hummingbird.
That sounds horrifying. Yeah. I would kill that one in case.
No, it was really pretty.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so... Oh, also...
Oh, something bit me, actually, today.
What?
I don't know. Well, not today, at least, but I was just walking along, minding my business, and I felt a sharp pain in my thumb, and I looked, and it started blowing up. So I might become Spider-Man, Spider-Jew, by the end of this podcast.
Maybe it was a bee.
I think it was a bee. Angry bee fan. B10, you bitch.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, and speaking of TV, I'm also watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh.
And if you are watching as well at home, Patreon exclusive, I am recapping every single episode every single week on patreon.com/legendsonly. I'm getting a lot of feedback about my impressions.
You are. I've seen the comments.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hit.
I know. Wow.
She's got a new career path.
I don't know about
Vegas
that.
Impersonator of the Salt Lake City Housewives. You and Derek Barry are the premier impersonators Vegas.
Don't.
No one was killed in Salt Lake City?
Nope.
Okay.
You're going to believe Mary, who fucked her grandfather? I just love quoting that out of context all the
absolutely.
Time.
You should just say that into your phone as you're walking by people.
I have done nothing to Jennifer Shaw. It's like no one, me. It's just that.
And speaking of the Patreon, shout out to everybody on the Discord, which has been more active than ever, obviously with all the Britney updates, but also with our TV show watching. Mm-hmm. And there's a new sub channel as requested for food. Recipe sharing is happening. Mm-hmm. It's basically goop at this point. It's a complete lifestyle. There's all the...
It's a fashion. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
It's the Legends Only Discord.
Love and glamour. Yeah, we still have to create a relationship sub... section for the some people are dating
and who's the one giving advice.
Oh no, not advice. Not advice from us.
There's a failed reality show for you.
Yeah, me guiding people past date two. Can I do it?
I would love to mediate couples fighting.
You would not help though. You would like egg it on.
No, I wouldn't.
Do you hear what he said?
That's not true.
About you? Yeah. So shout out to the Discord on that. Which, yes. If people still don't know, it's like a chat room. It's like AIM. It's like Slack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you would like, our Patreon has tons of bonus episodes. We have the Mariah Book Club.
Me too.
We have bonus recaps. We have the Hillary Duff listening party. My Salt Lake City recaps.
It's a good time.
Dozens of extra podcast episodes and access to the Discord. If you would like to support two fun fashion friends with an independent podcast trying to make it in this world.
And a flair for fashion and a passion for style.
Yes. You can join for as low as $2 a month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody who has supported. Mm-hmm. Now, I think we've been tiptoeing around this topic. The next thing we need to talk about, there's been some action. Speaking of couples mediation. We need to get into TikTok talk.
Some TikTok talk.
TikTok talk. I am assuming.
Just like that.
And just like that.
From New York Jersey Shore to TikTok. 3 million. Shout out to Roz.
Shout out to Roz. She just liked my post, actually.
Viral again.
Viral again. I don't know if this has dominated your For You page as it has mine.
It has started to because I liked one remake of it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Couch Boy.
Do you have names yet?
They've gone with Couch Boy and maybe College Girl. Basically, the gist is this girl came to surprise her boyfriend in college. She rolls in with her luggage, and it's his reaction and the three girls on the couch's reaction that is causing a mass panic across the platform. I believe it was aired on The View. I think I checked and it has 33 million views or something insane like that.
It's a lot.
Yeah. It's...
Hey!
The girl walking in.
Hey! Yeah. How y'all doing?
It's literally that.
Hey!
It gets me every time.
It's...
Hey! How y'all doing?
Isn't it just so funny how a single sound just speaks
volume
so much?
It truly was that. I mean, and then unfortunately she added this big inspirational music underneath it. And she's fighting for her life in the comments.
She really thought she did something.
She's fighting so hard. His muted reaction is what's getting attention. And then the super sleuths have begun breaking it down frame by frame to see if the girl has her hand on his back, where the phone is placed, his stilted reaction and wooden hug. They're going deep. They found the Instagram that he likes her friend's pics and not hers. They're like, girl, get out. It's a lot. The recreations are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's one where the girl, did you see this? When the girl walks in. And it's two gays fully making out.
In front of my salad?
Yeah, basically. And then he stands up and gives her a hug. And then she commented her same comment. That's I can't believe the negativity about my relationship.
Really? In front of my salad?
In front of my salad? Yes. So shout out to Couch Boy, Couch Guy. You know what you did. you know what you did. I kind of think he just had a boring reaction, though.
We'll probably find out more.
We will. We'll have to find out more. But I will say the girls' reactions were a bit interesting.
Like, who's that?
Yeah, they were very like, eh.
Basically, Nicole Scherzinger when Melody came out from backstage wailing.
Hey!
Oh, no. That is Nicole walking back in after they settle with Robin. You're still ready for the reunion?
Yeah.
Okay. There's some other things that are going viral, actually. I don't know if this has landed on your For You page. It's not particularly interesting, but it's got the world in the chokehold.
I had to look this one up.
Salmon rice.
Because I'm not on food talk.
I'm not either, really. This girl, Emily, she makes foods. She makes the meals. She made one meal where she just chopped up some salmon and some rice, but she put the ice cube in it and put it in the microwave, and the ice cube remained after the minute. And then she, you know, swirls it up with some mayo and sriracha.
The flavor.
It's like a really standard kind of boring meal, but it's got the white girl influencers by the neck. Everyone's doing it.
I looked it up and it was like trying the viral salmon. Yeah. I'm like, it's
salmon and rice.
It's salmon and rice.
It's crazy. Although
trying the new quesadilla trick. Oh, look at this. You take cheese and chicken.
It's so funny what you can trick people into thinking it's like a cool and trendy thing. It's like you're just eating salmon and rice. So anyway, shout out to that girl, though. She's really getting the attention.
Shout out to Janelle.
Oh, yeah?
That's the only food talk that I'm on.
Oh, is it Bussin' Janelle? Mm-hmm. That Janelle? I did try bell pepper and cream cheese hack.
And?
It was fine, but like not better than having it on a bagel.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're cutting out bagels, then yes, I would maybe say go for a bell pepper. Anyway.
Keto at a pool party? Hamburger on a lettuce bun. I don't know if that sound bite was stuck in my head for a while. Keto at a pool party? Let me show you how I did it.
Keto at a pool party? We have a tomato burger. I'm pretty sure these are just going to be on repeat all summer.
Well, speaking of salmon and rice and food, shout out to Lemon. Did you look this one up or did you see this one?
I've been seeing this one all over.
Okay.
My FYP.
Lemon's verse on Priyanka's song, again, has certain girls in a chokehold. In this case, the gays. The girls, gays, days. This song really has popped off.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, it is a fierce verse.
It's a stomper.
Yeah, it is. That should be my ASMR, honestly. It's called Come Through, Priyanka's song. There's already a come through, but it's just 1 hour loop of Lemon's verse on YouTube. That's how you know something's good, when they do that.
Mm-hmm. Would you see my ass in this? I charge credit. But it's that beginning part that is...
Don't even have to ask for it for me to get it. When you see my ass in this, I charge credit. Yep. I love, he's trying to find my pussy pics up on Reddit. Gloss on the blunt. Ain't sorry, it's Fenty. Don't mean to stunt, but we stunt in plenty. Yeah. It's...
That Rena promo.
Oh, God. Yeah, look that one up, everyone. I need to actually put that song in the playlist, too. That's bop.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, like, a challenge now, I think, where you dance to, like, one part of it. Like, do a shuffle kind of dance.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to go all the way up the charts.
Speaking of stompers on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to what might be my favorite trend of the year. I'm a Bronx bitch with some pop hits. I don't pop. Lizzo did the strut.
Lizzo
Bum
did
Bailey
the strut
on TikTok.
Yeah,
the 3D animated queens, and then they did a reaction where they showed the character reacting to the Lizzo notification, and she's like shaking and crying and holding a cell phone. Did you see that?
I did. I'm living for that.
I love her.
Queen of pop.
Uh-huh.
Confirmed. She should link up with the Studio Killers. Honestly,
literally
collab of the century. Oh my God, that's a good idea.
It's my favorite.
I do have one other thing that has been taking TikTok by storm. You know, it's just Tom's house was broken into, and he confronted the burglar and then had to go have eye surgery, and then my son had to go over and help, and then my son, he rolled his car 9 times on the way home. I'm just under a lot of stress.
I'm just under a lot of stress right now, so.
Oh, rolled the car 5 times. Damn it. I almost got it. But, yeah, Miss Erica Jane, pretty mess.
It's everywhere.
It is. My favorite was somebody, I just saw somebody that were like the studio execs before filming the next Tom and Jerry movie. And it was just the Tom. They're like, what's the plot going to be? He's like, Tom's house gets broken into.
Erica versus Sutton this season at that dinner party was so iconic.
I think Erica and Jen Shaw need to have a conversation. Who's going to jail the hardest?
That should be the next girls trip cast.
That should be the next girl group. No, you're right. That's actually how I was going to kick off the pod, and then you threw me off because you were throwing confetti. You were going to be like, how was your day? And I was going to be like, well, you know, it's just Tom's house is broken into. It. That's why I got so thrown off at the beginning.
Oh, sorry.
You ruined my whole intro.
This is my moment.
God.
You're going to believe Mary who fucked her grandfather?
Anyway, we do have some new music.
We do.
Bits and bops.
Songs. Why don't you let everyone know what that is?
Yeah. So we do have one very heartfelt, sweet moment. We'll just kick this one off. She's... Actually, we need to go to her restaurant, her family's restaurant.
Back soon. To Joanne's.
Mm-hmm. I think we've talked about it so much. We need to patronize the restaurant.
That's a sequel.
Yeah.
To the movie. Back to Joanne's.
That's a live episode, honestly.
You just hear like all this equipment.
Dishes clamoring in the back, yeah. And rats running around. And it's just, can I have the Marsala?
Oh my God, there's Bradley.
Can you sign my copy of Joanne? Yeah. So we do have...
Let's just rent out Joanne's for our first live show.
I have thought about it.
Actually, though.
Oh, actually. Oh, I am serious.
We have to call her dad, though.
I know.
Isn't
fucking
he?
Republican.
I know. He's a fucking asshole. Oh, he's kind of an asshole.
The dads of pop are all canceled and going to jail across the board. Anyway.
Should I tell my Lady Gaga dad story?
What? Do you have one?
So he came and was a bartender at Watch What Happens Live once.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
And was like,
that.
From Joanne's Trattoria, or Trattoria, whatever it's called.
Uh-huh.
Ratsville. and a coworker of mine who very much adores Lady Gaga was like, I am your daughter's number one fan, and was, you know, gushing.
Oh, you're a over fan over here.
Literally. Very sweet, was like praising, and he was like, everyone is.
That is very similar to us.
I was like...
That's extremely similar to a story that I have from a friend who met Madonna and very heartfelt said, you know, you've inspired me your whole life. You mean a lot to me, is how he ended it. And she said, I mean a lot to a lot of people.
Oh, no.
I wish she would do that to me. I would live. And then step on me. Anyway.
See, the only person that could do that to me where I would love it would be Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, that's...
If anyone else did it, I would honestly have a heartbreak.
No, I would love it for Madonna and Christina the most of
Madonna,
all.
Madonna, yes.
Too. I want the meet and greet of her stepping on me for sure. But otherwise, yeah, everyone else. Oh, and Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, yeah.
Choke me in a picture.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's
about,
it. Yeah.
Like our villains of pop.
And Madonna's like, you catch her in a certain mood. Sometimes she's like playful and sometimes she's like, I'm the queen of pop. You never know.
Well, she is. So,
exactly. Yeah. So anyway, back to the Billboard Hot 100 charts.
Yeah. Our Stephanie
teamed up with Tony Bennett for Love for Sale, honoring the songbook of Cole Porter. It's a collection of jazz records yet again. Out now for sale. Her love is for sale. As jazz enthusiasts as we are, I'm sure we'll do a deep dive specifically about this album for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll save it for that episode. I love the brass. I love the way the sound comes out of that horn.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the noises. And
yes.
It's great. It's good for a certain mood. It's good for a certain mood. And
it's
probably a vibe around the holidays, honestly. Play it for your family. Drown out the sound of the drama with Stephanie.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. That should be her, like, commercial.
That's a perfume. scent title. Or what? How do the, what do they call it? An eau du parfum.
Eau du, yeah.
Eau
du Stephanie.
Eau du parfum.
Eau du Germanata. Mm-hmm.
Drown out the drama from Stephanie Germanata.
Yes. Well, once she gets on that, she's busy hawking the House Labs palettes left and right. She's got a Love for Sale palette, I'm pretty sure.
That's a good concept.
Yes. I would do a palette for every album.
Or she'd call it Love and it will be for sale.
Oh, well, there you go, too. So go buy that on Amazon and buy the album and support Stephanie.
Oh, and House of Gucci got a release date.
House of Gucci. Incoming Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving.
It is. Father, son, and House of Gucci.
Now, you our got, queens in the past with their Thanksgiving release dates.
Yes. Very memorably, sitting alone in the VIP, watching Burlesque.
With a family member that I dragged to keep me company because I didn't want to go alone. Mm-hmm. Kind of legendary. We'll see what happens.
Kind of legendary, if you ask me. Yeah. We're ready. EGOT Gaga incoming.
A gaze giving, watching House of Gucci in a theater with a bunch of fun fashion friends.
It's giving.
Concept.
It's giving. Instead of Thanksgiving, the holiday's just called It's Giving.
It's giving. It's giving share.
That's a concept.
It is.
We need an investor.
We do.
Or a loan.
Yeah.
We can do Legends Only, live from Joanne's Trattoria.
It's giving. 2021.
It's giving for the House of Gucci.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening that can help make us happen.
If anyone who works at Joanne's is listening.
Literally, we should. I'll ask them at Joanne's. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be like, do you do private events?
Yeah.
How much would it cost to rent this out?
To host, to watch your namesake's film.
Yes.
Film. Yes. We'll have to see about that.
Low at Joe.
Low at Joe.
Ants.
Oh, yeah. Now I just got it. Hello. Yeah. Got it. Mm-hmm. Quick shout out to who may have an album of the year contender, in my opinion.
Oh,
Miss Agnes, Here Comes the Night, giving you a touch of ABBA, a touch of Fame Monster, I heard somebody say. Good dance, disco, spiritual vibes. Dark. 24 Hours earlier in the year, bop. Fingers crossed, bop. I think this is three songs out
Release
of three.
Release me, bop.
Release me, bop.
Iconic.
She says it's a disco album. I'm ready. It's coming soon. I do think it could be a contender. Agnes is a reliable queen. We love our Scandi Pop queens. Did you listen to that?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I listened to everything on the list today.
Oh, look at you.
I had a train ride. Oh. So.
Well, also a quick shout out to, now they're not part of Girls Planet 999, but they are a K-pop group. Twice is here with their first ever English song, The Feels. In true Twice fashion, it is so sugary sweet that I want to die, but also love it. Quite an earworm. It's, you know, it doesn't reach TT or Likey heights for me, but I do think they've got a shot with this. I feel like it's not far from the possibility of connecting somewhere here and possibly being a bop here. Because the girls...
They're getting a moment next week.
Yes, they are performing at, is it Fallon? I don't know. But they are doing a late night.
It is.
Oh, I think they're doing another show too. They're doing Good Morning America or Today's Show, like hour three or something, whatever it's called.
Oh.
Yeah, GMA3, I think it's called.
With Hoda?
Yeah, I think so.
Iconic.
So I'm rooting for them. To be honest, I would love for more of the girl groups to break through here, obviously. So The Feels, it's catchy and very Twice, honestly. I feel like it's very faithful to their sound, which is very chipper, and I love them.
It'd be good to see them get a little U.S. moment.
Yeah, definitely. We need more than just BTS and Blackpink, who I love, but like I don't like that it's only them. Mm-hmm. I would love more. I would love all the girls.
All the girls?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So... we do have some girls incoming and also, unfortunately, some men we have to discuss.
Yeah, I don't really have any new music.
That's fine.
The thing is, no one wants to hear this shit that I'm listening to.
That's not true. Yeah. People do shout out the EDM picks that you pick also, especially.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I've been really living for this artist, Nora N. Pure. It's Pure N-O-R-A-E-N-P-U-R-E.
Okay.
She does deep house.
We love a
instrumental,
deep house moment.
Mostly. And I was really getting into her and watching her stuff because I've noticed it's all men. Like EDM is like all men.
Oh, yeah.
All male producers.
Yeah.
I stand, but like it's all men.
It is all men.
So I was like, give it up for her.
Yeah. I
She's
love
really
that.
Good, and I really like her sound.
Okay. That's a good recommendation.
So we stand.
We stand.
Mm-hmm. More girls in EDM.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I have little
women,
bits and bobs.
Not,
yes, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
also, shout out Priyanka. Canceled. Priyanka, the Come Through song, over 700,000 streams on Spotify already.
That's more than... Well, I'm not trying to pit people against her. Saying, like,
but like, okay.
But that's like a good...
That a TikTok hit, I'll tell you. That does it. That's where it's at.
I want to learn how to do that, like stomping sound.
Lost on the Blood.
How to yeah, oh. Like the boom, boom, ba-da-dum-ba.
Like a bass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to figure that one out.
It's a setting.
Yeah. Press a button.
Press a button.
Push the button.
There we go.
There you go.
Speaking of the UK, actually, there's something coming soon that just dropped this weekend. The news just dropped before she dropped it, actually, although she's been teasing it for a while. Miss Kylie. Disco 2, it gets disco-er. Is incoming the guest list edition of Disco. A French CD site leaked the cover art and details. Three CDs or something crazy. Three, two. There's like five CDs in the picture.
Five, yeah.
Yeah. Infinite Disco confirmed as being part of that, which is great that they're going to have that in like chic, you know, a recording version. And we're just hoping for lots of bits and bops. A whole new CD of songs would be nice. Remixes. Bonus tracks. The Jessie Ware collab that they've been floating would be great.
Who is your dream collab for the guest list?
Oh god, yeah, I do really want the Jessie. They've talked about it so much, and I felt like the Jessie album and the Kylie album were like companions.
Sisters.
In the 2020. They were sisters. Yeah, and otherwise, I don't really have another dream for Kylie, really. Kylie should do something with Carly Rae, I think.
Oh.
I think that would be fun and sparkly. Who else is like Kylie's child? Hillary. Kylie Hillary would be incredible.
I heard, speaking of Hillary Duff, so random, but you know the Hillary cover of Little Lies?
Yeah.
I heard the original at a restaurant the other day, and I was like, oh my god, this was done by Hillary Duff.
No, tell me you did not.
I did, but I'd never heard the original before.
The Fleetwood Mac version of it?
Yes, them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so that happened this week.
We love a cultured legend. We do. Mm-hmm. Yes. She's introducing new music to new generations. Yeah. So we're excited to hear more details about Disco Deluxe 2. And then our favorite subject of all, sports.
Yeah.
Throw a kickball.
Squid Game.
Squid Game. Honestly, I would tune in if it was Squid Game.
You'll take that comment back when you watch it.
I mean, if it was the 20-foot tall Queen of Pop, maybe performing,
you'll take that back. She's an icon, but she kills people.
Yeah. Well, it'll be more interesting than this.
Red light, green light.
Oh God. Yeah. Well, we do have a Super Bowl announcement. Mixed reaction, I would say.
What the fuck are you doing?
We're never going to be that excited when it's men. That's just the fact of the matter. I'm excited for Mary J. Blige. That's fun. I'm confused about the fact that we're doing five people. That hasn't been done, I think, since Janet Justin, because Janet Justin was like a whole big thing, but we only remember that moment. It was Janet Justin 2004 Super Bowl, and that contained, well, yeah, that was Jessica
year,
Simpson, P. Diddy, Kid Rock, Nelly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every year there's always more than one person, but it's always a surprise.
It is a surprise, I guess, but they're, since they're not headliners, they only tend to like feature or just like bop around the stage, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, so this time around, it's going to be Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, and Dr. Dre. So,
I mean, it's like kind of iconic. But
it's
like,
they're legends, but nobody's gonna be riding a giant lion. Or
Mary J. could do it.
She could
solo.
Mary, J should do solo.
Yeah.
Or it could have been Mary J. Kendrick, honestly. I think that would have been a cool show. You know, no shade to the other performers.
No.
Although,
well,
Eminem has his moments. We'll see. I just wonder, because this is five people, are they going to get like one song each, I guess? And that'll kind of be that.
How long is it? It's 13 minutes?
Yeah. I think you don't
hey,
have...
Hey, Siri. What's 13 divided by 5?
My 5 is 2.6.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So it's like not even a song. Well, that's how long TikTok songs are these days.
That's
so
true. That is true. I mean, this will be good for the men who listen to music that hypes them up, you know, in
yeah,
a...
Got to get ready for the big game.
In a big game.
Got to win that trophy.
That's right. I think that's a Charlie XCX lyric.
Game 6 will begin soon.
I still think that she could come out as the giant queen of pop from Squid Game in the center of them.
Literally. Or perform her grilled chicken.
Oh, Mary J.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot about that commercial.
Yeah, I didn't.
Nobody's forgot about that commercial.
No.
Yeah, she could do that. Well, we'll see how it goes. There's just more risk to it when it's just one pop girl and they're pressured to like figure out their, you know, set list and how are they going to like win over men watching, and like it feels like there's more at stake than like men who perform. We've yeah. talked about that before. Anyway, well, that's more than enough for this week. I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted too.
Well, congratulations once again to Brittany. Hello from the other side to Adele, and everybody stay safe and happy and healthy at home. Spooky
and happy
season.
October.
Happy October. It's officially spooky season. Let us know which movies you're watching.
Stream scary. I watched Hocus Pocus.
Oh yeah.
Again the other day.
That one's still triggering for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I walked right out of that one when I was in the theater at
Wait,
age
really?
Six. Oh yeah, the opening scene where they poison the little girl.
Yeah,
I got right up. I threw down my turkey sandwich and I walked out of that theater. I said, "Not today, Mom."
Have you watched it since?
I have.
Oh, okay.
But I will say that is a scary scene.
Is it?
It's a child.
Yeah,
that's a child.
Drink this up, you little rat,
pimply bitch.
Yeah. Eat it.
All right, everyone.
Here's your viral salmon rice soup, you little shit. Eat it.
Yeah, we don't know why the ice didn't melt either.
Dead man's toe. Dead man's toe. Janelle's keto. This is the new TikTok focus hocus, whatever. Focus. There were so many things I noticed in that movie watching it again. That were like so underrated.
Oh, like little nods yeah. to the adults in the
like the vacuum, underrated.
The virgin,
mm-hmm.
underrated.
The devil's wife with the where they're like, oh look, she's Medusa. There's snakes in her hair. Yeah. Just like the curlers. Yeah. There's so many little things.
Oh yeah, that is.
Who's good. Your favorite?
Kathy.
Same.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
underrated queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The comedy queen, but I mean, it's a flawless, iconic. Gay rights kind of film. You're never going to go wrong with that trio.
And so. They're filming the sequel now.
They are.
The set was spotted.
They are.
They're rebuilding Salem, I think.
Yeah. Hocus Pocus 2. We'll have to see. And just like that, Hocus Pocus 2. Yeah. It could be the same show. We don't know.
Just like that, from Salem to the Jersey Shore. Roz.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Roz on Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh, God. A TikTok star lit the black flame candle.
Yeah. Oh, but that actually might happen. We should not even speak it into existence. It's going to be fucking Addison Rae.
Yeah.
All right. It's been a journey. We've had a lot of fun.
Have we? We have.
Actually, we're on the up, I feel like. Let me not curse this.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Yeah. So, everybody at home, we hope you're happy, healthy, and safe. And until next time,
send movie recommendations in the Discord.
Yes, please do.
I need some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And watch Squid Game.
Yeah. I'm going to do that too.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that. And until next time.
Until next time.
We will
see you
soon.
Red light. Green light.
I'm excited.
Well, can't wait to see your review next week. You'll be thirsting over the cop. I just know it. He's very your type.
Okay. I'm excited even more so.
We're going to have to fight for that one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.